This is the unofficial Robins podcast. Remember to share, like, and subscribe. Now, here's your host, James the Captain Birdseye.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast. The team news is out against Hanwell. Today, it's Michael Eacott between the sticks, Jack Dean at 2, Ethan Burden at 3, Fraser at 4, Dan Bayliss at 5, Ashley Lodge at 6, Abscon at 18, 8, George Knight, Harris at 9, Sanders at 10, and Joe Grant at 11. On the bench today, Osu, Tack, Herbert, English, and Platt. Come on, you Robins. It's the unofficial Robins podcast. We're at Hanwell Town Football Club and against Bracknell. And I'm afraid we're now 1-0 down to Hanwell. It's been a challenging, lots of pressure has been put on by Bracknell, but just really some quite sloppy play. And it's not been the best really, has it, Steve?
No, I think it's one of them halves where this is where the managers are going to be earning their bread a little bit. I think Hanwell have got us tactically. They're playing quite a deep line and putting a lot of pressure on both of our wingers, nullifying somewhat of our attacking flair down the wings. They're number four. I don't think it's a blade of the grass that he hasn't touched so far today, and he's been the one who's pretty much controlled the game. Saying that, we've looked a little bit sloppy in possession. I think both George Knight and Jack Dean have quite often given the ball away quite needlessly in this half. Let's see what they do at half time. Fingers crossed. I would say, it needs to get a little bit better.
It does. I totally agree with you there, particularly with George's game today. But let's hope the joint managers have a good discussion and a good plan of action for the next half. And as ever, thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. It's the unofficial Robins podcast, and you may have guessed by our voice, it's full time here. The music is blaring, and we are in rather good spirits. Why are we in good spirits, Steve the Gaffer Witty?
Hanwell 2, Bracknell Town 3, and I think we might have robbed them there today. I thought Hanwell were the better side for probably 60 minutes of that game, but we scored 3 important goals, and it gives us the 3 points.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, very much at the end of that first half, it felt that, we were going to lose the game. We may possibly have snuck a point, but to get the 3 points was utterly incredible. It wasn't just luck as well. There was some very good, passionate play in that second half, and definitely the final third of the second half. But yes, I think Hanwell will be disappointed to not at least come away with a point, I think.
Yeah, and I suppose that the big question is Cameron English's goal for the winner. Was it a cross or was it a shot?
For me, it was totally a cross, but who cares? It was an absolute screamer of a goal. And it was one of those moments that there was at least half a second when we looked and just couldn't quite believe it. It was fantastic. And I'm going to love to see that on the video replays. That's going to be great. So, check out Mattitude's vlog for that one. Hopefully he's got that, because it really was an incredible goal.
And up to fifth playoff places at last.
Yeah, we're up to fifth, of course, and we've got a couple of games, at least a couple of games in hand, haven't we, Steve? So, looking very good. It looks like the results, Truro have won their game. They're obviously the first lead. But Western Supermare, was that a draw?
That was a draw, so they've dropped a few points the last couple of weeks. So, Truro have gone top, but I think Western have still got 2 games in hand over them. But look, we want them as many teams above us. I think, look, it looks like playoffs for us if we carry on with this full form. But you never know, okay? Anyone can beat anyone in this level, and we've seen that. A tough game today. Hanwell are a good unit. Come on, you Robins. Right, here we have Cameron English with us after the game against Hanwell. Now, I've got to ask the most important question. Was it or was it not? Talk us through that goal. Come on, Cameron.
Some say it was, some say it wasn't. To be honest, I did see the keeper come out a little bit and he left loads of the near post out and available. So I thought, let me just try and get my foot around it. If I try and get the pace on it, then hopefully that should do it. But look, I could be here till next week. I couldn't do that again. But no, I'm just glad that, you know, we've got the 3 points at the end of the day.
Yeah, I've got to say, that was a battle today, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. I think that's probably the toughest game we've had in the last couple of weeks. And we showed character in the second half. You know, so we 1-0 down at halftime. You know, and no, fair play to Hanoi, they're a good side. You know, you can see why they get their points. So we had to show character and we had to, you know, get down and dirty. And that's what we've done today.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did the keeper say to you at the end? I saw him come over and have a couple of words. What did he say?
He was saying what everyone was saying. How did that go in? How did you do that? To be fair, I couldn't say anything because I don't know myself. But no, I'm glad, you know, that we got the 3 points at the end of the day. That's the main thing.
Yeah, superb. And I've got to say, I think one of the things that stands out is really the team spirit. I think the fact that we were 1-0 down, I think, at half-time, and I think, to be fair, being beaten to the ball, I don't think any of us really doubted second half the team were going to show a bit of passion. What do you think?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, look, we've won most of our games that we've played and, you know, we are going to get tested and we are going to have our character tested. You know, we can't, you know, win every single game we play. You know, this is a good level of football, and no matter how, you know, how many games you win in the season, we're going to be tested. We're going to be 1-0 down. You know, I think it was Paul a couple of weeks back, we were 2-0 down.
Yep.
And we had to show our character again. So I think the boys have definitely got character. You know, we show it week in, week out training. You know, we show it week in and week out whether we're winning, losing or drawing in a game. You know, and we've got winners in the team. We've got players that can win the game for us. You know, I was, you know, happy to do it today, but there's other lads that can do it when they've done it week in, week out.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, that's us up into the playoffs at last.
Yeah.
So a few games in hand and up into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I suppose expectations for the season, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we're going to hold a position there?
I think we will. I mean, we've got games in hand and we just take it game by game. You know, we had a couple of cup games. We've got a couple of cup games coming up. You know, we've got Altrincham next Saturday, which obviously gives us a little break away from the league, but we just have to take it game by game.
Yeah.
You know, take it game by game. Every game's a new approach, new mentality, and we just take it game by game, take it off one by one.
Well, look, I don't care if it was a cross, a shot, a scuff. You scored the winner. Thank you today, Cameron. Well
Cheers,
played.
Thank you. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast. And I'm with Steve, the gaffer, Whitty. We are, my goodness, it's been busy, hasn't it, the last week for us, Steve?
Do you know what? I almost feel guilty. So much has happened in this last week and we haven't had 5 minutes to talk about the mighty Bracknell Town, have we? We've been a little bit lax in our podcast duties, Mr. Birdseye.
We have. And every time we think we've got some time to chat, it's kind of either you're not about or I'm not about. And yes, it's been busy. And yes, and yesterday it was very, very, very cold as well.
Well, I've got to say, yeah. So you know, that game last night at Tiverton, also when Tiverton came to us, I'll tell you one thing, it was, I think I saw people's coats starting to get frost build on by the second half. It was that cold outside. And I do feel for them players. I bet when that ball hit them, I bet it twanged a bit.
No, just a bit. I was getting worried, actually, that the referee might stop it because I could see this sort of the glistening sparkle of frost on the pitch.
It doesn't happen often. Once the games are underway, it's amazing. You know, once the players start running on the pitch, to be fair, it keeps the surface still, how to say, relatively moist. It'll probably won't be till the following morning. You know, overnight it will then freeze again. But yeah, once the game's going, you very rarely does it get called off midway unless it's flipping minus 12 and snowing.
Yeah, indeed. So two games to talk about. And of course we've got to chat about the game on this coming Saturday in the FA Trophy at home to national Sarah side in the Vanarama National League, Altrincham. So we've got lots to chat about. So let's get on with it. So without further ado, the first game we need to talk about.
So the first game we had to talk about, and then suddenly you went silent.
Oh, dear. That
is, go on, James, yes. Fill in the gap.
Yes. Oh, God, you
Hanwell away. Should we talk about Hanwell away?
Let's talk about Hanwell away, the fantastic club. Which
it's one of my me too. One of my favourite grounds as well. It's just old school non-league football. You know, lovely little clubhouse. I love that little veranda. Food is great. Always piping hot. Pitch, nice. I love that little scoreboard they've got on the far side as well. It's just...
talking of scoreboards, did you see they had that really nice sort of advertising hoarding outside, or electronic hoarding. Really good inviting people to the game. And I thought that was a stroke of genius, particularly on that main road there. Brilliant.
Well, their idea where they're literally off the North Circular, everyone who hits that roundabout coming across the North Circular can literally see it flashed up. So it was quite nice coming up onto the roundabout and you could see Bracknell Town's name up in lights, which I did quite like.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no. And it was very nice as well to... And I told him that I would say on the podcast, and I hope he's going to have a listen, the former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland, Stephen Pound, who's now retired MP, who is very involved in their club. And it was lovely chatting to him again. I had a great chat to him last season. So it was nice. Nice to see him again. He remembered me, which was good. He said we've got no chance against you lot. And I said, well, I think you have. I don't want to count my chickens.
I think he's doing his side a disservice. Look, we've played Hamwell a couple of times over these last couple of seasons. And you know what? Every game has been narrow margins.
Yeah.
And that game on Saturday was exactly the same. Look, they're a really hard-working side. Any side that's got Harry Rush, who's their number four, their captain in the centre of the park, is going to be a tough old team to play.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, what a player.
He, every single blade of grass, he seemed to go over. I mean, an absolutely excellent player. Yeah, really brilliant.
He is. He's top dollar. And he has been every time we've played him. And you know what? They controlled large patches of the game. We're really fortunate that, you know, we have a pretty deadly strike force. You know, we score quite a high percentage of our chances, break very quickly on the attack. So, you know, we're always going to score goals. But, you know, they did control large patches of the game. And I think our defence was tested. And, you know, if you look at it, you could probably argue that two or three of our back line were pretty much put in man of the match's pop performances, and that's probably why we got the 3 points.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful 3 points to get, because I genuinely felt that could be a pretty risky one, actually. As you say, I think Hanwell are a fantastic side. Some good performances from us as well, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we've got, you know, we've got to talk about ultimately what was the winner. Okay. I take it, are we putting onto the podcast? Are we putting on the interview with Cameron?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So it was on here, was it? I haven't heard it yet. So, from our perspective, I'll let everyone else make a decision on whether or not if it was a cross or a shot. Okay. That ultimately scored the winner for us. Look, I'm going to say I think it was a cross from where I was standing. But I've been winding lots of my fellow fans up by saying different.
So I'm going to go a third way, as it were. I think it.
I've heard you do that regularly.
Well, quite. I think that it was. I think it was a cross that was very much going to be sort of aiming to be just a little bit of a nip in. And it ended up going right in. So I think, yes, I think effectively it was a cross, but very, very, very close to the goal, and just wonderful. I mean, it was just a wonderful moment for us all. I think we all waited for a second before screaming, because it was like, that was incredible.
Yeah, no, it was great. I actually then, to be fair, I was standing up the other end, I think. To be fair, I think I had drum headache on the Hamwell game, so I had to move to another end of the behind the goal. And I actually took the decision, I was that excited, to do the aeroplane celebration that I haven't done for a while.
Wonderful, yes. It did require the full flyby activity for that one. But I mean, on the subject of the drums, I mean, those guys do such a fantastic job. I mean, it really is so impressive, actually, and makes such a difference. It's just brilliant for the atmosphere. Absolutely fantastic.
And talking to the players as well, I've spoken to a number of the players about it. Genuinely, they really do appreciate it. I think, particularly when, there's corners or we're literally up against their goal. We create an atmosphere. We create a pressure that drives our players on and genuinely unnerves the defence.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say, we're only a small band, so having a musical sort of orchestra behind us enables us to up the ante a little bit. You're right, our drummers are, they do a great job for us and... maybe one day when we've got another, 10,000 people in the crowd, we might not need them. But at the moment, they're a key part, I think, of Bracknell.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Maybe next week we'll get 10,000.
Yeah, maybe 10,000.
You never know.
So we finished the game with a 3-2 win, which I think we all respect it. I think the managers said it. I think the players said it. It could have, a draw would have probably been a fair result, but who cares? It's often when your backs are up against the wall and you grab the extra points that proves the difference between those who win leagues and those who don't.
Absolutely.
And I think it moved on really very much to a very similar performance against Tiverton at home last night. Tiverton, once again, another team that we've played a few times last couple of seasons. And you've got to remember last season, they beat us quite resoundingly in the cup. We, of course, got a draw against them down at their place. But to be fair, we're beaten up by a really physical team for sort of 50 or 60 minutes of the game. In this particular game, Tiverton, after they beat Dorchester 3-0 previous game, so they were on a little bit of a form. And you could see it. They physically really strong, play the percentage as well. Quite long ball.
Very, very long balls, and that first half. I mean, our performance,
you're right. It was. I think. Look, they dunk. Tiverton knew what they were doing.
They did.
They pretty much bypassed the midfield. And we're literally pumping the ball direct into the corners and creating pressure. Unfortunately, from our perspective, what that ended up on a cold, frosty pitch, I don't think we could really... We struggled to exert any influence on the game. And it wasn't a surprise when, from their perspective, they... How would I put it? Michael Eacott was sort of forced, what was it, two or three good saves, I think it was.
He was busy, absolutely.
And I think from that perspective, you would say in the first half, if Michael hadn't pulled off a couple of them saves, it could have been worse. I think we said it in the podcast that, ideally, I think the managers probably had to make a couple of changes or do something different. I'm not sure if they ultimately did. But as we discussed against Hamwell, what we saw is the attacking prowess of Bracknell come to the front. And we scored a couple of, a couple of good goals.
It was. And there was some particularly, towards the second half, there were some really good performances, I felt, by some that were on the bench, and particularly Max Herbert. I thought it was lovely to see him really really play at his best again, which was great. Lots of passion that he had. Really good.
Max, I think that's the first 90 minutes I think he's had for some time, and no doubt at all, a player like Max. Okay, needs minutes in his legs. Okay, I'm sure he wasn't. He would say it himself. He wasn't fully match fit, but in terms of drive and energy, I don't think he stopped running at all for the whole 90 minutes.
No,
and what I quite liked in his game last night, Max can deliver a pass. Max can deliver you a dead ball, but last night he showed a bit of aggression in his game as well. And you saw him really going up against them, throwing in some meaty tackles. I thought he played really well, and I think that's a really good sign for us because, you know, from our perspective, we've got a run of games now. It's going to be Tuesday, Saturday. We are relatively light in the middle of the park, and on form max, okay, is going to be absolutely vital to this running we've got.
Yeah, without a doubt, because this is such a risk, isn't it? With the amount of games that we've got and travel and such like, to keep everyone well and as little or no injuries as possible.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to fit them all in. And I'm a bloody fan, let alone being a player who's probably got a train as well. You know,
yes,
Tuesday, Saturday, and a lot of them games aren't very close, are they?
No, exactly. Yeah, we're going to be going to Truro on a Wednesday and all sorts of places.
Yes, exactly. We've got games to play. We've got two cup competitions. We've got a playoff, a potential playoff place to fight for. I'd put up with Tuesday, Saturday games to try to have that end of the season every day of the week.
No, just a bit. Absolutely. So I guess moving on to Saturday against Altrincham in the in the FA Trophy National League. Huge game for Bracknell.
Yeah, look, another one. How many do they keep giving us, eh? You know, one every 10 years was always a privilege. One a season was being nice to us. A couple of seasons is nuts. How many more great games are we going to end up with? This is going to be a really tough ask. I don't know if you saw them against Wrexham. They were on TV earlier in the week. I would say, look, they like shooting from distance.
Yes, they did.
They did like shooting from distance. They looked a pretty organised team against a top Wrexham side. And if you read their website, look, they're up for it. They see this as an important avenue for their leagues, for their season, sorry. So I think they're going to bring a strong squad. I'm hoping we get a good crowd, hoping we create a bit of atmosphere, and I hope we, I want to say, create that one or two magical chances that, look, we've got a chance, but it's going to be a tough one.
It is. Who knows? There might be a cup set. Yes.
I can't cope with too many more, but it would be great. You know, quarterfinals, semifinals, Wembley. Oh, I'm dreaming.
Oh, well, absolutely. And keep dreaming with us, because it would be just great to have you subscribe and like the podcast. That really, really helps us. And let all your buddies know about Bracknell Town and about Nun League in general, because we'd love to have them down at Bottom Meadow, without a doubt. Yes, is there anything more from you? I think we've sort of covered most things, haven't we?
I think we absolutely have. I think there's a couple of small little footnotes. I understand Jordan Espreet, I think, looks like his long-term injury is going to be a little bit longer. So that looks like he's going to be a miss for a while. But then on the other side of it, Adam Richards, I believe, got 45 minutes for Sandhurst. So should be back soon. So that's good news. And the other thing is, I don't think there's too many other injuries in the squad. We're currently the on-form team in the division. So, fingers crossed, let's see ourselves to a good end of season.
Thanks so much, as always, Steve. And thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast. Ta-ta for now.
Good night.